Hey Audio Boo, it's Barry here. Don't worry though guys, the boo I did yesterday about Sugar Rush, don't worry, I ain't going to do something like that on any other things for a while, but I hope to not to do one for a while. It was something that I really wanted to get off my chest, and I felt like that everyone should get something off their chest. If they have a problem with something, they should say it and whatever, you know, it actually makes you feel good though afterwards. Even if it upsets somebody or something like that. But, you know, you've got to understand that, hey, you know, everyone's got to have time to vent. Because if you keep it all inside, it becomes a major sort of problem. Yeah. So it's nice, though, to vent every now and then. So, there we go. Okay, so today, I want to talk about that. I have gone collector's edition mad, though, lately. Now, I'm talking about within the gaming context. I've gotten so many collector's editions over the last, over the last 2 weeks. I mean, I bought like 3 collector's editions. They are Fallout New Vegas, which you see me do an unboxing of. Mafia 2, which I got on my mate's birthday. I saw it like for 30 quid. I was like, are you kidding me? So I took it up to the counter and, you know, they said, yeah, it was 30 quid because it turned out, yeah, it never sold that well. So it was the same price as the regular edition, and I can sort of see why. It's kind of strange, though, really, because normally collector's editions normally get sold out within the first couple of weeks, but there were still some collector's editions after 2 months of the sale, which is absolutely unbelievable. And earlier today, I got Star Wars The Force Unleashed 2 collector's edition, which is more of a mixed bag, anyway. To me, yeah, I don't know what it is yet. I don't know why I'm so addicted, though, to collector's editions. Like, it's probably something to do with a rarity or something like that, something special about them. I have been with the last couple of years, but lately I have been a bit mad with them. Is it something unique and special? I mean, some games I did miss out on the collector's editions because, A, yeah, I probably wouldn't have had enough money at that time, and B, I felt like maybe what they had in the packaging, you know, with the collector's edition, I felt like, nah, it's not all that there. So when it came to Fallout New Vegas, I thought, yeah, there was quite a bit of stuff in there. I just wish there was a bit more stuff in there. Mafia 2, there was enough stuff for £30. And Star Wars The Force Unleashed 2, maybe a little bit of expensive, but you get a USB sort of thing in that. But yeah, what do you reckon? Do you normally get the normal edition of the game, or, you know, just get the game, or do you get all the extra stuff? Some games, it depends, though, really. I mean, if I feel like there's not enough, though, to warrant probably a 50 or 60 quid purchase, I wouldn't get it. But if it does, for example, you know, like Fallout New Vegas, I felt like it did warrant it a bit, even though I did wish it did come with a couple of more little bits of extra stuff. And Star Wars The Force Unleashed 2, I kind of regret it, but I don't mind, really. I don't know, really. I mean, I played a bit of Star Wars The Force Unleashed 2, and I thought, it's okay. It's all right. It's got some good powers in there, but not much in there. Mafia 2 is quite good, even though some people say, yeah, it is kind of like a bit buggy. But yeah, I have been a bit collector's edition mad, and I also got another game called Shoot during all that process and buzz. And I have to say, they're much more better titles. They're all the games in the picture. But yeah, I have been collector's edition mad, and it does take a bit of dent out of my wallet. And I'm going to have to be a bit more careful, though, in November, because I've got birthdays coming up, you know, with my brother in November, and then my dad just after Christmas. I've got Christmas presents. I'm paying a bit more rent to my folks now. You know, I'm paying more rent, which I should do, though, really. I'm not going to tell you how much. And also the iPhone contract, so I've got to be a bit more careful with my money in November. That, you know, some of the luxuries I'm going to have to get, I might have to put it on hold for a little bit until, you know, I get all the presents sorted. Because I know my mum wants a really, really expensive present, though, this year. I don't know what to get my dad. My brother, I might have to get him something a bit pricey, too. So, yeah, something that he may want anyway, which I think, you know, he'll appreciate. But I know it isn't about the money all the time. But, you know, it's getting something very, very unique just for them for Christmas. Anyway, I'll speak to you guys pretty soon. I just wanted to say, yeah, I'm just still enjoying myself. I'm still the same old Barry, even after yesterday's boo. It was something that I just wanted to do. That needed to be said from my book. And I will speak to you guys pretty soon. Bye-bye.